Everybody shut up. I said shut up. Now, are you ready to play the game?
No.
Are you ready to play the game?
Yeah.
What's up, Who Dat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Pelicans Podcast.
Yeah. Pass the ball, final casting call. First of all, verbal basketball. Off the glass, smash your jaw. Too fast for y'all. You might take a nasty fall trying to stick with the prehistoric passenger.
Foul ball.
All rep, no physical.
Hey, everybody, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol United Pelicans Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and joining me on this episode is Jason. Welcome to the show.
What's up, donks?
Badonkadonk, because it's got like
donkadonk. Yep. Once again, I continue to be sick, super nasally, so deal with it.
Man, you've been sick since the Survivor episode. Wow.
Right, I know. Just can't kick it.
Right? Scott, welcome to the show.
What's up, Pelican fans? Zionaholics?
Z-bags.
I think they're called Zionists.
Z-bags. Zionist. I like that one, too.
Yeah. All right, Pelicans, what's happened since the last Pelicans episode, which was before the All-Star break, am I right?
Before the All-Star break, so we had that nice long break, and then the Pelicans came back in action last weekend. Got two wins on the road at Portland, one of the teams that's ahead of them that they're fighting with for playoff spot. Then they went to Golden State, and they were down at half, but had a, you know, Zion gave them a pep talk at halftime, and they came back, took a really strong second half to win. So they were on a two-game streak, and then we had the big matchup this past Tuesday night in Los Angeles against the Lakers. You know, the first time Zion and LeBron faced each other, there's a lot of media attention. It was on national TV. And the Pelicans put up a good fight. Kind of got kicked in the mouth early. They were down. They came back and took a lead. Then they went down again at the beginning of the second half. And then they fought their way back and took a small little lead. And in the end, there was just too much LeBron. We didn't have anybody that could really do a good enough job guarding him. The Lakers ended up winning, I think, like 8 or 9 points. But Zion did hold his own. I think he had another 28 points. Did really well guarding Davis. I think when he was guarding Davis, I don't know that Davis scored at all, or he maybe had 1 point. The problem is LeBron was just absurd scoring 40 points against us. But Ingram had a really good game. You know, Holiday was tasked with guarding LeBron, so his offensive numbers wasn't there. But it was it was disappointing to lose, but I like the fight that they had to climb back multiple times and really compete with the team who's currently got the best record in the Western Conference.
Yeah, it was definitely an entertaining game. You know, kind of like you said, LeBron had 40. That was his season high. So, you know, for him to – it almost seemed like he had to do that in order to beat us. So you kind of are interested possibly what it would be in a 7-game series if we did play them in the playoffs, how it would go. I don't think – you know, I think we would probably take them to a game 6 or 7. We just didn't – it seemed like we didn't have the size really to – match up with Lakers defensively.
No, weren't they hitting threes? Like
they weren't. But no, and that was kind of the same problem we had against Milwaukee. They did have a lot of length inside. You know, we really in the first two games, Davis went off for over 40 each against us. This time we held them to like 24, 25, 26 points. Really poor shooting night. But again, you know, we didn't want to put Zion on LeBron, and I get it. Derek Favors got in foul trouble early, and that really didn't help either. I mean, when he went out, we kind of really – that's where the Lakers went on their run. So that was kind of the big problem. We don't have enough size. We're a very guard-heavy team, and that kind of came back to bite us, especially with Favors' foul trouble.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting after the game, too. I think I saw, like LeBron was saying, that he's never really even met Zion or even talked to him. So even after the game, I don't think Zion like went up to him, you know, the players always go and hug or jersey swap or whatever. He said he didn't even do any of that. I guess he probably just, you know, left the court, you know, it's kind of cool. You know, it shows that I think he's more interested in winning. He's very, you know, everybody's like, oh, you had a good game. And, you know, Zion's like, well, what's the point of having a good game if we lost? You know, he's very team oriented. He really wants to win. He's focused on winning. He hates losing, which is something you definitely want in your team leader.
That's a really good thing to see. And man, there were a few plays. He went right at Davis and got by him, you know. I mean, again, Zion doing Zion things, had a couple of good dunks. Went to the free throw line a lot this game. You know, teams are really fouling him. And he, for the most part, he's doing a better job of making his free throws. It's just, you know, it was just too much LeBron. Couldn't stop him.
A lot of people were kind of comparing it to the game where Jordan played against Kobe for the first time. You know, it was kind of like a passing of the torch. It was kind of almost similar where LeBron was almost kind of passing the torch to Zion, then playing against each other for the first time. So,
LeBron still showed he's the best in the league. And but the good thing is, like, Zion didn't look phased playing in that, you know, big environment, all the hoopla around the game. So, it sucks to lose because I was really pumped up for the game. But, you know, I can't – it's not like we got blown out by 20-something points. That would have been probably more disheartening than the close game that we had. And, like, I don't even know that J.J. Redick took a shot in the game, which is kind of crazy. I mean, like, the Lakers are a good defense. You know, they did a good job defensively. You know, and for a while our offense looked a little stuck, but you know, it was a hard fought game. You know, the Lakers are just better at this point, but you can't leave the game being incredibly upset or disappointed. You know, I would have liked to win, yes, but yeah, at least they showed something.
But right, you're right. It's not an embarrassing loss. Now, what about the rookie? What's his name? Nickel Alexander.
Alexander Walker got sent over to the G League. It's basically sent kind of like the minor leagues a little bit, if you would think. But
coming?
Not really, but it makes sense because unfortunately we just don't have minutes for him right now. There's so many guards on the team, and there's only so many minutes to play. And look, if you want to continue,
I think it speaks to the depth on the roster, right?
At least at the guard position, yes. And then also the fact that, look, he needs to play. You know, if he's going to get better, he needs to get minutes. So even if it's in the G League, the competition's not as good as the NBA, but he's still playing and hopefully progressing.
He got sent to the XBA?
Pretty much. You know, I mean, look, it's a long-term deal for him. So it's all about the future for him. So it's a little shocking. I mean, a little surprising, but at the end of the day, it's the only option we had at this point.
Yeah.
You know, kids got to get some minutes somewhere.
Yeah, this is one where you're right. I don't think people see it as an insult or a mistake made in the draft, but like you said, Jason, more of it's a numbers thing, and this is a good thing for him. I think this shows that they believe in him.
Oh, I mean, look, I think they definitely have a high valuation of him. So, hopefully he can do well down there. We'll see.
All right. So the next couple of games, we got Cleveland.
Cleveland tomorrow night here, and then we get the Lakers back here on Sunday. Yeah, so that's another quick turnaround rematch. I think that's on, if I had to guess, it's probably on ESPN or one of the national broadcasts. But hey, maybe we can take that game, you know. The arena should be packed. Hopefully not as many Lakers fans as normal. I know that's going to be a lot. But again, I think they're currently only three games out of that last playoff spot. Memphis is tumbling. I mean, they've got a couple injuries now, and their schedule gets tough. So, I mean, again, like we said, it's right there. We're only three games back.
And we have
two more against Memphis. We have some games against San Antonio, who we're battling with.
And what about the Portland?
We swept Portland. We're done. We're forward. We're done with Portland. Portland. Okay. Yes. So we own all the tiebreakers against Portland.
Okay. Because we're three games back on the Grizzlies, I think, which is where we need to get with 24 games left.
Right.
What are the odds that we win four more than them, two of them being there? So I guess even three more, we can win a tiebreaker. What are the odds of that?
I think it's high. Yeah. Now, the problem is, like, with Memphis getting these injuries and starting to struggle a little bit, it's almost like, well, I'm not worried about Memphis. I'd be more worried about Portland or possibly the Spurs or some of these other teams that are fighting for that spot.
But it seems like we can catch Portland.
Well, I mean, the good thing is
we're only one game back.
And if we end up tied with them, we own the tiebreaker. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So
it's coming down to the wire. I think it'll come to, you know.
It is. And I mean, I think we got better than a 50% chance to grab that spot. If it, the way this team's playing, the light schedule we have towards the end of the season. Yeah, I mean, to me, I'd be shocked if we don't get it.
I mean, of the bottom seven teams, you could argue we're the best.
Yeah. Yeah. We definitely have, seems like, the best player or one of.
And
you
that's
know,
why.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, look, things are looking good. I really do expect to see now that, like, okay, now Mardi Gras over too. I expect to see the arenas packed. So tomorrow night I had I didn't realize I had it, but, like, one of Renee's friends is doing a surprise birthday for her husband. So last night Renee's like, oh, yeah, by the
not
way.
Not a surprise anymore.
Right. So I can't
listen to the show.
He does listen to some of the shows. I don't know about the Pelicans. But so I had to sell my tickets to the game tomorrow, and they sold within, like, 20 minutes. It's probably the fastest my tickets have sold all season. So to me, that indicates that the arena should be packed the rest of the way.
Probably so, sold it to some Lakers fans. Good job, Jason.
Hey, they play Cleveland tomorrow.
Oh, these Cleveland fans, then.
Right,
Cleveland
these are the old fans, LeBron fans that burn their jerseys. So yeah, it should be an exciting finish for sure. And I guess that's all I got.
All right. What is this? Pelicans' future seems beyond bright for the New Orleans forward tandem of Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson.
Well, no shit. That's correct. Right.
I'm looking at headlines here, and I mean, it's not really news.
Right.
Hey, I got a headline, everybody. Zion is good.
And Brandon Ingram is good as well. He only just made the All-Star team.
Together, they are good.
So let me, since we're, you know, talking, what do you think we can add next year to – what position do you think we need to add? Obviously, I would think we need to add some length.
Yeah. We'll see what happens with Derek Favors. I would say we probably need to add either a center and or some kind of, like, a defensive-minded power forward that can maybe, like, you know, in spurts, like, guard a guy like LeBron or guard a guy like Kevin Durant, so we don't have to throw Drew Holiday on him. You know, like, Brandon Ingram was too skinny to guard LeBron. Now, look, LeBron is kind of his own kind of freakish player, but we definitely need a little more length inside, and especially and depth at the and foul trouble. I don't know why, but instead of putting in Hayes, we threw in Okafor, and it was a disaster. So definitely upgrading the center position. Now Hayes should get better in the offseason, and hopefully, you know, he learns some offensive moves and doesn't look as clueless on defense. But definitely, I would say adding front court depth to me is the number one priority.
I mean, I think we need to put the pieces around Zion now. You know, we don't want him walking like Davis did.
Well, I mean, it looks like they've got, like, you have Ingram, you have Ball. Those are two good pieces.
Yeah.
You know, you have Holiday for another couple of years. I know there's rumors that possibly he could get traded in the offseason. I'd rather not, but, you know, you still got Josh Hart. So we do have a lot of the pieces already here in place. You just need a couple more to just solidify everything. And, I mean, Zion's so good, he's going to draw so much attention that everybody else should get better playing with him.
Are we good on panels?
I think so.
Yep. All right, everybody. Well, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United podcast. Follow us on Twitter for daily conversation at Dome Patrol US and at Dome Patrol UK. You can like us on Facebook to watch live broadcasts. Subscribe on YouTube to watch or to listen as an alternative to your podcast app. And if you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, go to Dome Patrol Podcast.
That go.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Pella donkeys.
Good night, Pels Nation. Hey, Lord, let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll.